The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce, Corn God. This morning I woke, looked out the upstairs window, and peered into a neighbor's backyard pool house. Puzzled, I suddenly realized I had never seen the inside before, because a door was missing, the remains dispersed in the night's ferocious storm and winds. The sunflowers in the vegetable garden were a tangled mass. The tallest, most glorious of the sunflowers, standing over 13 feet tall, had snapped in the gale. Cornstalks were askew, like broken chairs turned upside down. A garden trellis, waiting to be secured in the lawn, was draped over the picnic table. A ficus houseplant, outside for the summer, lay on its side, its terracotta pot cracked in half. Walking through the neighborhood in the morning, the streets were littered with leaves and twisted branches. One woman stood dazed on her lawn, looking at two downed limbs. "Did we have a storm last night?" she asked. I nodded. "I didn't feel well last night, so I guess I just slept through it." She pulled at a limb for a moment and looked up at the tree. "I guess I'll have to call someone." Many neighbors were outside raking leaves, sweeping street debris into a pile, dragging branches into piles. I looked at the tufts of green leaves scattered on the ground and thought of this turning of the season, Luc Nisad, the cross-quarter day in the Celtic calendar between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox. In Celtic tradition, August 1st is a sacred holiday, a celebration of the beginning of the harvest. In this ancient cycle, the corn god Luc reaches his peak of power at the summer solstice and then is sacrificed at Luc Nisad. Cut at the knees, the chest, the throat, pierced with the blade just as the grain stalks are cut with the scythe. That curved blade harvests wheat and corn, rye and millet, at this very beginning of the turning of the seasons. As the corn god declines, the goddess gains in strength. With the dying of the summer light, the deep restorative power of darkness begins to accrue. Every August, an unexplainable melancholy rises in me as the evenings grow shorter and the autumn flowers begin to bloom. I tiptoe amongst the tangle of cucumber, watermelon, and pumpkin vines in the garden, ecstatic to discover the first red tomatoes, purple bell peppers, and smooth-skinned cucumbers. I heft the cucumber in my hand, then look out at the downed leaves and branches in the yard. Corn god, I think. Severed from the vine at the peak of his strength. The ferocious winds cut these trees at the peak of their summer glory. Even amidst the excitement of gathering first fruits from the garden, I taste a hint of sadness. Eating cucumber salad for lunch, I recognize that I take others' life so that mine may go on. The wheel of life is exacting. No life continues without some loss to another. I can't stop the turning of that wheel. I can, however, ride as close as possible to the center, minimizing my impact on surrounding life. Riding at the very center, I know my life is inseparable from the whole. I am seed, cucumber, human, compost. I eat myself and I am consumed by myself in return. In the center, God and goddess are one, and I am their progeny.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.